Hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. I am LaShondra Grace, the apartment lady, founder of the Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation. We are in our fifth season for It's Time for Affordable Housing. Five seasons. Oh my gosh. We're in our fifth season for It's Time for Affordable Housing. I am super, super excited about this, and I'm just so grateful for all of you that have been listening. I'm grateful for all of the sites that have been hosting this podcast. We're on about 40 different sites now. Super, super excited about that, you guys. This season is going to be awesome. So now we are going to be airing 5 days a week, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Super, super excited. But today I want to talk about something, a difficult, I want to say it's difficult, but it's what we're going through. We're going to talk about affordable housing. But before we get started, I want to give you the definition of affordable housing. And so this definition is coming from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. That's HUD. Okay, so it says affordable housing is generally defined as housing on which the occupant is paying no more than 30% of its gross income for housing costs. And that's including utilities. Yeah, it's time for affordable housing, because the only people that are paying 30% of their income for housing is people that are in subsidized housing or public housing. And that's not what it should be. You know, I've always said that anybody that pays taxes should be afforded housing. Shelter is a necessity. Everything starts with shelter. And so the fact that we don't have affordable housing in the United States, that's a real problem. It's a big problem. Are you kidding me? Pre-pandemic, the market rent had already outpriced minimum wage. And so minimum wage workers, they were paying like 70 to 80% of their income for housing costs. That's not even including utilities. That's why Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation Second Chance Rental Program had gotten so popular so fast, because we were finding pockets of affordable housing in the different states. But the thing is, now, post-pandemic, the landlords have increased the rent. There's an inflation on rent. So they've increased the rent as much as 100%. In some of these states. So now not only did the pandemic make this affordable housing crisis rise to the surface, but then there's an eviction crisis because of that lack of affordable housing. So pre-pandemic, we were already seeing about 10 million evictions filed a year. I used to say that there were 2.7 million evictions filed in a year. And I was getting that information from the Eviction Lab. But then, you know, I realized that the Eviction Lab was only tracking six states at that time. They may be tracking seven now. They were only tracking six states at that time and 31 cities. And you got to think about it, six states and 31 cities, and there were 2.7 million evictions filed, okay? And six states, right? And so this affordable housing crisis is also causing an eviction crisis. And the pandemic that made the affordable housing crisis rise to the surface also, made the eviction numbers rise, 100%. The eviction numbers are double what they are today. And people are being evicted. People are being evicted in every state. And we got at least 5,000 people are being evicted a week in every state. Okay? And this is not a number that I'm making up. This is for real. And I've been talking to you guys about it. As a matter of fact, the last season, the fourth season, it ended kind of crazy. Sorry about that. It's just that I've been praying against evictions for 115 days live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Been doing this for 115 days. And so I decided to download some of those videos and upload them to the podcast. That didn't really work out so well, but it's okay because I'm always trying to find different ways and new ways to bring this information to you, right? And who wants to do the double work? But it is what it is, right? And so, you know, I'm not going to do that again. If you guys want to be a part of the prayers, you can find those prayers on LinkedIn under The Apartment Lady. You can find those prayers on YouTube under The Apartment Lady. You can find those prayers on Facebook under The Apartment Lady. You can find those prayers on Twitter under The Apartment Lady. You can go and listen to those prayers, touch and agree, this and another. But I will not be downloading the prayers to this fifth season. Now, this fifth season is going to air 5 days a week, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. It's going to be awesome because I have more guests. We're going to be talking to people that's in this affordable housing arena, okay? We're going to be talking to them. I want to know what they think about it and what they plan on doing about this affordable housing crisis, right? So then I pulled up a story, and it's coming from San Diego, and they were talking about some affordable housing. And so the title is Prefab Apartments Bring New Affordable Housing Options to San Diego. Impact Housing is working to develop 1,300 of these prefabricated modules to San Diego, beginning with the 34 being located in Stockton, in the Stockton neighborhood. San Diego, a giant, oh, let's see. Well, we can actually listen to this one. So let's listen to this story.
You're a goal-achieving go-getter. You made your schedule. You called the shots. You've got this, Bree.
And nothing can stop you, not even the night shift. Earn your degree online with more than 175 programs. Apply today to Purdue University Global.
And the long-running battle to provide more affordable housing in San Diego got a big shot in the arm today as a neighborhood in the inner city was the scene of a major construction project that's getting its official welcome. CBS 8's Steve Fiorina tells us the timing for the 34-unit apartment complex could not be better.
The headline in this morning's UT local section really brings the point home. Number of homeless nears 2,000. Well, this is part of the solution. It's affordable housing in the Stockton neighborhood. And it's going up right now.
That giant crane is lifting pre-built apartment modules into place. A moment being applauded in our city.
This is a very good day for San Diego. You all know the rent is too damn high and it is too hard to find a place to live that you can feel comfortable and safe in.
It is a very high priority.
People who grew up in this neighborhood but are increasingly being priced out of this neighborhood can actually stay here, be with their families, invest in their futures.
Enter Impact Housing and a new option.
These units are really for the teachers, the public health care workers, the nurses, the city service industry, the folks that really need this housing the most.
Even the mayor took out his cell phone camera.
This is about hope. Hope for people who are working their fingers to the bone and want to know whether or not there's going to be a future for them here in San Diego. What we're saying today with this project is if you're willing to work hard, we will make a place for you here.
Yes, there is heavy lifting to be done, but the crane is capable. And of course, a tour.
They're completely finished on the interior, so we have our kitchens in, we have our sinks in, we have our air conditioning units in, we have our cabinetry in, they're ready to go.
We have a convection oven and a microwave, a nice high-end chrome faucet with undermount stainless steel sinks. We really try and make this feel like it is a Class A apartment building, even though we're able to build it at a price point that makes it affordable to low and moderate. moderate income.
Back outside, as the crane lifts yet another unit into place, there is a sense of pride, hope.
The more of this affordable housing we get put up, maybe the prices will start coming down. So it makes me feel really, really glad.
Clean, modern, stylish. One bedrooms will start at $1,700 a month. Three bedroom, $2,500. Now this apartment is ready. The others will take a few months. People can begin moving in June 1st. And you can bet they will fill up quickly. Steve Fiorina, CBS 8.
Okay, you guys. So you heard it yourself. I actually saw the video while you guys were listening. I saw the video and the apartments, they're nice. They're prefabricated apartments. And guess what? They're really, really nice. That means that there's less time for construction because the apartments are made on another site, and then they're just lifted up in the air and put onto the building, right? And there's going to be 34 of them. And what I saw, there were about 10 floors. So they look nice. But this is San Diego. And this is supposed to be affordable housing. But who's going to be able to afford it? Definitely no one that's doing minimum wage. Because guess what? They said the one bedroom is going for $1,700 and the three bedroom is going for $2,500. Now, don't get me wrong, a two bedroom in San Diego usually goes for about $2,500. So a three bedroom for $2,500, yeah, that is a big jump. But who can afford that? So then I wanted to see what was the minimum wage in San Diego, because I want to know who can afford this, right? I want to know who can afford this these apartments. Let's see. So what is the minimum wage in San Diego, right? $16. $16.30 an hour. So now we're going to go even further. We're going to do a calculation. A calculator. Let's do a calculator. I need a calculator, you guys. Need a calculator. So the minimum wage in San Diego is $16.30 an hour. So let's calculate $16.30 an hour times how much? Times 160. So that's 160 hours. Let's say you work 160 hours. That's $2,600. And that's not including taxes. I didn't even, subtract the taxes. This is $2,600. This is the gross. $2,600. So the minimum wage is $2,600. So if you have a family of three or family of four, you need a three bedroom. You're going to be paying 99% of your income to get into that place. So you're not going to even, you can't afford it. It is not affordable housing. They're calling it affordable housing, but it is not affordable housing. So we don't go any further. Let's times this 1600 for times 12. So minimum wage, a minimum wage worker is making about $31,000. $296 gross in San Diego a month. The three bedroom apartment, that affordable, quote unquote, and I'm quote unquote affordable housing unit, that three bedroom affordable housing unit, it costs $30,000 a year. So we got $31,000 a year as a minimum wage worker, and the apartment costs $30,000 a year. How is that affordable? No minimum wage worker can afford that. So you mean to tell me that all the minimum wage workers got to get into public housing? Really? So you work, you pay taxes, and you got to go and live in the projects. How is that fair? How are they? And then why are they calling that affordable housing? It is not affordable housing. So let me tell you how much you would have to make to live in this place. So we're going to do times three, because the requirements to get into housing, right? They want you to do three times your income, right? So we're going to do times three. We're going to say 31,000 times three. So you literally need to be making 93,000 to even be qualified to live in that apartment. You need to be making $93,000 to be qualified to live in that apartment, to live in that apartment complex. So how is it that they're calling this an affordable housing complex? You know, I had someone reach out to me on Facebook in one of my groups. That group that they reached out in was the Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation group on Facebook. It's a private group for our members. And they said, you know, Ms. Grace, we signed up for an affordable housing project. There are so many quote unquote affordable housing projects in Chicago. And he said, you know, we signed up for an affordable housing project. We signed up for an affordable housing complex. I signed up for it for my mom. He said, but my mom is on a fixed income. And they told me that the rent was $1,700. And then she needs to be making three times the rent. How is that affordable housing? It's not. That is not considered affordable housing. Are you kidding me? You have to be making $93,000 to move into this affordable, what they're calling it affordable housing, these prefab apartments that they say is bringing new affordable housing options to San Diego. That is not affordable housing. According to HUD, let's go back. According to HUD, affordable housing is generally defined as housing on which the occupant is paying no more than 30% of their gross income for housing costs, including utility costs. So, I mean, something has to give. Now, something has to give. Now, they don't want to raise the minimum wage, but at the same time, you don't want to lower the rent. So you mean to tell me that all the minimum wage workers, they just have to be homeless? I'm telling you, this is not going to go. You guys, place your comments on wherever you're listening to this podcast, because I'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. And I want to know, where is the affordable housing? What are they talking about? And why are they saying that a building with 13 that will have 1,300 apartments? So this little complex that will have 1,300 apartments is considered affordable housing when a one bedroom is $1,700. But then minimum wage is $16.30. And so, a minimum wage worker after taxes is bringing in about $2,100. But affordable housing is defined by HUD as not paying more than 30% of your gross income. Why do they think that it's okay for their employees, their laborers, to not be afforded affordable housing? You guys, comment on this, because I want to finish this. This is important. And something is going to have to give. I'm LaShondra Grays, the apartment lady, founder of the Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation. And you're listening to It's Time for Affordable Housing. I'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thank you.